Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Buckley going with nothing but a G thing here, because I'm a G. I'm about to break it down.
Obviously.
Don't encourage him after the weird Gucci Mane thing. We don't need Rob to be encouraged.
Oh, he missed that.
I was not here for said Gucci Mane thing. I would like
Gucci
to know about
Mane?
This.
We need, just steer clear of hip-hop. Rob needs like about a week of like decompressing from the hip-hop
from what?
Thing.
Did you guys see my first Red Note post? It was fire.
I did not. Are you on there now because TikTok is gone? Oh, wait, no, it's not.
And it makes me sad.
Wait, it's not gone?
Nah, it's back.
Oh, do I have to get back on there now?
It was gone for like 8 seconds.
He king of the crypto presidency talk. You don't know what's going on with the TikTok ban?
Stop. No. Stop.
What's going on?
I can't.
It's back. He saved TikTok.
Can I get Trump coin on there?
I would rather talk about the TGL right now, and that's saying something.
You're right. Good call. It is TGL Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just going to put my head in an oven at
we
this
We are car. Here for you, Ricky Fowler and Team New York.
Ricky Fowler, by the way, well down the road to middle-aged lesbianism.
He's looking to get back on track.
He's looking to become the next Dana Carvey, and quite frankly, it's impressive.
No, okay, so Ohio State wins, and take nothing away from them. It was extraordinary. They look good. I have a hot take that if they played Notre Dame 10 times, Ohio State wins 11 of them.
Yes.
They were just better. Yeah. The championship game ultimately ended up being Texas, Ohio State.
Yeah.
That was the title game.
Yes.
And were it not for some wonky play calling on the goal line and a fumble scoop and score, you know, who knows what happens in that game? That game was about to be tied.
Yeah, it was.
With 8 or 9, 7, well, no, it was less. It was like 3 or 4 minutes left.
I think it was less. I think it was like 2 minutes. And so Sawyer had the strip sack.
If Texas wins that, they probably win the title. But again, they didn't. Ohio State just made the plays. It's a great team. And honestly, I don't find them unlikable. Ryan Day is a little odd, but I don't find him unlikable.
No, I thought afterwards, too, they did a nice job of kind of letting in behind the scenes a little bit. Some of the people, I feel like Ryan Day, I mean, they do this all the time, but by all accounts, Ryan Day is a well-liked guy in the college football world.
Yeah.
And he takes a lot of heat. And this is the one thing, outside of the Lou Holtz thing, where obviously he got all high tea and started a feud with Lou Holtz. I do think Ryan Day, for the most part, kind of takes the high road in the whole thing. And we talked about it. It does seem ridiculous that guy who all he does is win 10 and 11 games every year constantly feels like, that we're looking for a reason for his job to be in jeopardy, and Ohio State and everyone else will listen and be like, that's not a thing. And so, yeah, I thought it was nice that he kind of got to put that to rest. And you saw some of the players like Jack Sawyer afterwards and Will Howard talked about kind of the culture and what he's built there. And I found that to
great
be a
coach.
It was a decent story. And the same thing with Marcus Freeman on the other side.
Yeah. Great coach, Ryan Day. And I too am happy for him that he gets to, you know, shut the haters up, you know, because there were a lot of them, but you know, you gotta beat your rival.
Yeah.
When you're at Ohio State, dude, there is only one thing that matters, and that is beat Michigan. And he hasn't done it in like four tries, I think.
That's four in a row. Just like, you know, Jim Harbaugh battled that. Harbaugh had to take a pay cut and make all these changes.
That's
and
just
then,
the way
and then
it
he
is.
Got over the hump.
And that leads me to the one thing that I think we're overdoing by a lot, and the media is lapping this up. But they, and this started right after the game, a lot of it was Ryan Day himself being just kind of open and honest. And some of it was freaking Herb Street, who suddenly has become the most insufferable guy in college football.
Yeah.
He, and it's they totally are overdoing this idea that Ohio State was just so far down and no one has ever gotten up off the mat like this. Yeah. I know it was rough after they lost to Michigan, but they act like they're the first team that ever took a tough loss and then came back to win it all with, by the way, the best talent in the country. Yeah, it's Ohio State trying to be the plucky underdog, like no one believed it. What a great story. It's quite rich. And look, the media's lapping it up, and I'm not following. Like, that was, come on, dude.
It reminded me of the Tim Tebow, like, crying, we're never going to lose again. It's
celebrate them. They're great. Yes. Like I said, I'm happy for Ryan Day. I don't find them an unlikable team. No. I thought they were really fun to watch. I think the world of Chip Kelly, and I love that he got a ring. All of it's great. But boy, did they overdo the, God, how far down we were. They went, I think Herb Street said they went to the depths of hell. Okay. How does anybody ever recover from that?
And God and faith were the only thing that brought him out. It's just like, and then you had Herb Street crying, and he tried to explain that there was more to that than meets the eye. But yeah, he's on there crying, and I'm with you. Like,
dude,
we love narratives. Hey, did you know that Jerome Bettis was from Detroit? And did you know that Marcus Freeman was a black guy coaching?
Bettis was out there last night. Did you see him?
I didn't see Bettis.
Coin toss.
Yeah, I missed it.
He was out there with Notre Dame.
No, I missed the coin toss. I didn't see it.
Those are his boys.
To be honest with you, the start of the game kind of snuck up on me. I was kind of farting around, and all of a sudden I was like, oh crap! Like, yeah, the game started.
Well, they say 4:30, but it's always like 4:50.
Yeah.
And that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
But now I know it. And so then I don't tune in until 4:45. Yeah.
Just, it snuck up on me. So I like, when I turned it on, they were kicking the ball off. I was like, oh. And then I watched Riley Leonard. I literally watched that first drive, and I had two thoughts. First off, holy cow, they just bullied their way down the field against Ohio State. And then I also said, they can't do that again or Riley Leonard will die. You can't run the ball nine times as a quarterback. He's on pace to run the ball for 72 carries.
That was great, though. I mean,
that was a great plan.
It was like 10 minutes long.
Yep.
And it was basically just them ramming their quarterback's head into one of the better defenses in the country for 10 minutes. Like, what could go wrong? What a strategy. But it worked.
Yeah, someone after the game, I loved it. Someone after the game had to ask Marcus Freeman, and Freeman's answer was awesome. They were like, why did you stop all the quarterback runs? And Freeman goes, well, like, we know it's not sustainable of him to run the ball 50 times a game.
He's
like,
gassed.
Yeah, Freeman was like, yeah. It's like you try to be judicious about doing that, but, like, I just love that. That was like the James Franklin. No, you're making me uncomfortable. Yeah, why don't you just run your quarterback 62 times?
No.
That seemed to be working.
No, you're making me uncomfortable.
Well, and I'll give him credit too, because I am not a big Riley Leonard guy. I find him to be just way too much for me. But that's a kid that does not throw the ball very well, and they had every reason down 31, was it 31-7 or
31-3?
31-7. Yeah, 31-7. To just roll over and die, and dude, that guy threw a couple big balls there in the second half that...
You know what they are? Plucky.
Plucky.
Plucky. Plucky. Dude, that team, come on. That was fun for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my God, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You know, this is how you control the game.
Yeah.
You do that. What a message.
Yeah.
And they got all the momentum until Ohio State got the ball.
Yeah.
For the first time. Ooh. And then it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's good.
But, you know, credit Notre Dame for battling back and making it somewhat of a game.
Well, I do think Ohio State, we've talked about this. When you get up 31-7 and you're rolling like that, it's really hard to stay on the edge, like the razor's edge. Like, you start loosening the shoulder pads and you know, start taking off some of the finger tape, and you know, you kind of start looking for the pretty girls on the sideline. And before you know it, you're like, oh crap, we're back in this. Flipping that switch to kind of get back into, hey, we've got a real game, is really, really hard to do. And I had that brief moment where I was like, oh my God, is Ohio State just, are they letting this slip through their the fingers? Because before the Jeremiah Smith ball, so it was an 8-point lead. Ohio State gets the ball back and they run again into a 9-man front. Ohio State has 9 guys in the box and Ohio State runs twice right into the teeth of it. And I'm like, oh my God, they're about to pull a Michigan. I'm like, they're going to boot this thing away because they are being so damn conservative that they refuse to do what they've done all game long that cannot be stopped. And I don't know if it was Chip Kelly, if it was Ryan Day, or if it was Will Howard that made the decision, but that's big balls, iron balls McGinty stuff on whatever it was, third and whatever, to then throw a 45-yard go ball.
Third and 11.
And you decide, what the hell? You're giving me one-on-one, cool. And he puts it right in the honeypot. That's a big-time throw. Game over. Thanks for coming.
All right, we'll wrap up the college football championship game and the season coming up next, and we'll move into our NFL Weekend Wonder Bread.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here's Buck. A little bit of sporting breaking news.
Sports.
We have 3 new Hall of Fame inductees.
Yeah, we got CC Sabathia, old Billy Wagner, and the warrior, the greatness that is Ichiro Suzuki, who, by the way, much like Derek Jeter, one shy of the perfect ballot. Oh, the only person to ever be perfect is Mariano Rivera, and Derek Jeter and Ichiro both went one vote shy.
Ah.
Ichiro went 393 of 394.
Well, they say if Ichiro came over earlier, he'd have close to Pete Rose level of hits.
Well, he'd be technically, if you add his Japan stats, he is the hit king. And yeah, people say had he just been here from the beginning, he would have been the hit king.
Well, he's not.
No, he's not. Well, technically, you know,
that belongs to the deceased.
Yeah, but I hate Pete Rose and I don't hate Ichiro. So
you hated.
I hated.
He died.
That's true.
He's gone.
And hate's a strong word. Dude, Pete Rose was a douche.
How about he was
that?
A bad guy.
He was.
Pretty obvious.
And Ichiro does not seem
but,
that way.
But, yeah, Ichiro, that's great. Yeah. We should get your brother on to talk about how overrated he was. But he's going.
Don't think that's happening.
CC Sabathia. And, yeah, Billy Wagner's the guy who was righty, and then he switched to lefty as a pitcher.
Yeah.
And he pitched both.
Yep.
He was amazing.
Yeah, I just don't know if people have an, he's one of those guys that probably doesn't get appreciated there. If you're a casual baseball fan, there's a lot of like Billy Wagner.
He was lights out.
Yes, he was.
So anyway, back to, the college football season. It was kind of weird that we played 8 or whatever, NFL playoff games mm-hmm. and then circled back to the yeah. college game. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, the college game. You
it
know,
felt
if there's one thing they can do, I don't care. You know, there's lots of tweaks, but it would be nice if it wrapped up a little sooner, and then you weren't running into the NFL. That just they
it need, felt strange.
It was a little weird. I've always thought Monday night is weird, but it's been on Monday night forever. I just don't think it's hard to follow the NFL, and when you have these gaps, if there's one thing college football should do is just kind of push everything up and try to be done either on New Year's or the week after New Year's, and finish the thing up. We don't need these big gaps, and that'll take care of some of the, you know, whining and moaning about the long layoff. You don't need several weeks in order to do this.
Well, there ended up being one upset out of all of the college football playoff games.
Yeah, just the one, huh?
One.
Yeah. Well, goes to show you.
Do you know which one that is?
Arizona State, right?
They didn't win.
They didn't win a game?
No. They got a bye.
They got a bye.
Oh, they got a bye. Yeah, now I'm trying to think of who
0-1 in the playoffs. Kenny Dillingham, 0-for.
I'm trying to think of who would... Oh, Notre Dame, Georgia.
Yeah. That was the one upset.
Yeah.
And the favorites were also 9-2 against the spread.
Yeah.
So if you were just going chalk all the way, yeah. you made some money.
Well, they've always said that the least parity in any sport is college football.
No question.
But at the same time... You know, some of those games were nip and tuck.
Well, one of them was.
Well, I mean, say what you will. Boise State, Penn State. Boise State was going in to make that a 3-point game when you had the penalty, and then it got away from Ohio State. But that was not a blowout. Georgia Notre Dame certainly wasn't a blowout till the end. That was a close game. What else did we have? Texas and Arizona State was fourth and what? Fourth and 13, and Arizona State wins that game. Texas and Ohio State, as you mentioned, Texas is driving down with 2 minutes to go, and then you had the strip sack. So, you know, while some of those games certainly lacked the coming down to the wire, I can't say that those games were uninteresting. I can't say that those games were a foregone conclusion.
I just think that the theme of, you know, the least parity, as they expand this tournament, and they're going to expand it again.
Oh, yeah.
You can have another round.
Sure.
Or at least more teams playing in that first round. Mm-hmm. The more games you get, the more it's just late season, banged up, attrition, colder weather. The teams with the better players, even if they don't have the elite coach, mm-hmm. they're going to win.
Probably.
And if you just blindly bet that, just mm-hmm. this year, as Buck said, you're 9-2 against the spread.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that trend will continue. Probably. Even it doesn't mean there aren't good games. It doesn't mean there aren't upsets. It doesn't mean anything should change. It's just the way it is.
I do enjoy, though, that with the transfer portal now, I do think you have some stuff that's spread out a little bit. Every team is going to suffer attrition. You no longer stack up 4- and 5-star kids that are just sitting there. Injuries do become a bigger deal. You have to reload your roster every year. So, yeah, I mean... Ohio State won, and Ohio State had the most talented roster, but I some of the SEC's dominance slipping away, the fact that you saw, you know, Penn State get about as close as you can get to this, the fact that Notre Dame beat Georgia. And I know for a Notre Dame fan, I don't know if that gives you any sort of solace, because I mean, Notre Dame has been here over the last 30 years. It's not like Notre Dame has been irrelevant, but when Notre Dame has played these sorts of games, they get embarrassed. I mean, they get drilled, and they beat Georgia 23-10. And I know you got embarrassed by Ohio State early, but you ended up accounting for yourself very well in that national title game. And I don't know if we could have said that 5 or even 4 or 5 years ago, before NIL and before the portal. So I do think that as we get into this, you're always going to have Ohio State. You're always going to have the Georgias, the Bamas, the Oregon that they can pay their way into this. But I do think that you are going to see some watering down of it just being the same 3 or 4 teams. I do believe that.
Well, I would think maybe what you're saying is, like, there is a case to be made for everything falling right for a Ole Miss.
Yes.
1 year.
Yes.
Or Oregon, even.
Yeah.
You know, Oregon almost had that this year. I mean, Oregon does not, as good as they have been, they do not have quite the level of players as the Texases and the Ohio States.
No.
But this 1 year, because of the portal, and the elite quarterback, mm-hmm. you and some guys that stuck around, you had that kind of crescendo team.
Yeah.
And of course, you know,
you ran into a buzzsaw.
But that you had that, and there is that, you couldn't have that before.
No, and if
Oregon, so Lane Kiffin, for example, next year, nah, I don't think this happens at even in Indiana. Like you saw Indiana
That's too big.
But they aren't winning a championship. They just had a really nice year through the portal.
Yeah.
But so there's an elite level of team that is only capable of doing this. But like an Ole Miss, I think is mm-hmm. one. That's not a traditional power, but with Kiffin, if everything falls right, you get the right quarterback, you get the right spots on your roster filled with the portal and then some young freshmen that pop or whatever, or some guys that stick around, you can win one.
Well, how about this?
Out of nowhere.
Like, how about Penn State, right? Penn State, both of their backs are coming back. Warren's gone. Aller's coming back. This is one, let's say even this year, right? Ty Warren came back. Your two backs came back. Aller popped a little bit, right? What if Penn State, Jeremiah Smith, who ends up at going to Ohio State. I think he was a Florida kid. And I think he was flirting with Florida or Florida State, and Ohio State managed to pull him away, right? If you take Jeremiah Smith and you put him with Penn State could win a national title this year. Like this year, right? Like one or two.
You mean this upcoming year?
No. This last year.
This last season. They're losing too many guys.
And now they're losing too many guys. But you said this is 2 years in a row now with Michigan and Ohio State that you have had five or six kids stick around that should have gone to the NFL that came back to say, no, we're going to give this one more crack. And yes, Ohio State and Michigan are definitely teams that can do that. But, you know, teams like Penn State, teams like Notre Dame. You mentioned Ole Miss. Absolutely Ole Miss, a team like that. Tennessee, right? Some teams that do have the wherewithal to do this. Maybe SMU could fall into this category. With the right amount of guys coming back and adding one or two pieces, like with Judkins and Caleb Downs coming into Ohio State, and then you land a hammer freshman like Jeremiah Smith, and next thing you know, like you said, for 1 year, I don't know if Michigan will ever get back, but that squad that they put together, that's a really special unit. And so I do think that opens itself up in this playoff format to those sorts of teams. And you can even stub your toe a couple times over the course of the year and still be there. Because as I said, under the old system, this Ohio State team that no one can argue is not the best team in college football wouldn't have even been allowed to play for a chance to win a national championship. So I just think the playoff system is so much better than anything we've had. Is it perfect? No. Is it going to get it better? Yes. And do I think it opens up more possibilities than there used to be? Absolutely.
All right, well, that's it for college football. Season's over. Now we wait till August.
And, you know, Oregon supposedly, did you see any of the All-American game? Is it, they call him Dak, but it's like
DeCorian Moore.
DeCorian Moore. Some of the plays that dude was making in that All-American game.
Insane stuff.
He's the number one non-quarterback, I guess, recruit what in position? The country. He's
wide
a wide
receiver.
And, like, people are saying, like, that's the sort of kid, and then the Trey McNutt, the safety, that was an Ohio State kid. Like, that's the one or two guys that if you get, that can take a good team to great. That sort of gravitational player. So just something to keep an eye on, because
start the hype train.
Ohio
baby.
State doesn't get here without that true freshman on the outside for them.
Probably our last Lee Corso, don't you think?
I would hope so.
Think it's over?
I just, please.
Any way we see him ever again?
I hope not. And I hope he enjoys it. He's earned it. Enjoy your retirement and just go hang out with Lou Holtz.
He's worse than Biden up there.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Rest in peace.
It's not
I'm
going
to do a preemptive.
It's not dead yet.
Yeah,
I guarantee ESPN already has the obituary.
We're going to have to see Herb Street cry again.
Well.
That guy.
I understand why he cried and he explained it, but it's.
He is so insufferable all of a sudden. Well, where did that come from? He's always been Mr.
He used to be like Mr. College
yes.
Football.
Yeah. Now he's.
We, And can we stop with his kids play? They don't play. His kids play?
What? No, I don't even know this narrative. What's this?
His kid was on Ohio State. No, he wasn't.
One of his kids walked on, right? And then had a heart issue?
Every one of his kids has walked on.
But his youngest is at Michigan, transferred to Ohio State.
And one walked on. And
what? Herb Street has a kid at Michigan?
Yeah. He just committed to Michigan. I think he's a quarterback, isn't he?
All of his kids are walk-ons. And then we have to make a big deal about how it's... No, dude, you just...
Like poor man's Bronny James stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
We need a new Herb Street. Who's our new Herb Street?
I don't know. But it's his he's a lot. But his wife's battling cancer. His kid was having heart problems. His dog died. So he said it all came out.
Greg McElroy, maybe? Is he our new Herb Street?
Yeah.
He's a little too vanilla. Yeah. I mean, I guess Herb Street is too.
It's just hard. And I understand why you cried and you're an emotional guy, but it's hard to stand up there and say that you're impartial and then you're in tears because the team won the national championship.
All right, let's get to our NFL weekend Wonder Bread coming up next on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.